Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks.
Ah, when you hear that jingle, it makes you tingle. Welcome to Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks, brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Just got back from the Masters. I'm giving you the victory. Are you taking the victory?
No.
You're not going to take it?
No.
You still got to win, though.
Scotty was 3-1 now.
So what, dude? You still got to win?
Doesn't count.
A favorite hasn't won since Tiger Woods.
That's the Masters?
Yep.
It was expected.
We thought it was going to happen, but you still got to go out and perform. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm offering it to you. You're up 1-0 on the season.
I'm going to say no.
Okay. I'll remember this for later on in the year when we're tied and then you want to go back to the fucking
Masters. I won't because I never go back on stuff.
Okay, we'll see.
I'm a man of honor. You picked Scotty twice last year. That was two of your wins. So you're clearly not a man of honor. I am.
I'm a man of honor, but you were getting... We were getting Scotty last year at anywhere from 12 to 14 to 1. Good luck now. I mean, Jesus Christ. What an amazing performance that guy. People are doing the Scotty Shuffle. Kids are. They're changing logos. That's a fun meme. My only gripe, and you've said this for years, is his personality afterwards. Because he just thanked Jesus Christ the entire time.
Yeah, through Christ, anything is possible.
Which apparently is true for him.
Through Ted Scott, maybe.
Maybe.
Ted Scott now has 4 green jackets. So.
Really?
2 with Bubba, 2 with Scotty.
Gotta find Bubba. Beautiful time at the Masters. Would love to go every single year if I could. Hopefully, one day it can, but amazing experience. Overall thoughts for you?
Perfect.
Perfect, right?
It is now moved up above the British Open for me. So,
have you been to the British Open?
No, I've always had St. Andrews. British Open would be like number one on the bucket list. I don't know if it's going to surpass Augusta now, so...
I don't either. I still want to go, though. I'm with you. British Open's on my bucket list, too.
Specifically at St. Andrews.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. French Open is on there for me in tennis, and so is Wimbledon over there. The rest of it, I don't really care about soccer enough to be like, oh, man, I want to go see Arsenal or whoever.
I don't really care to go to Valhalla in Kentucky for the PGA Championship.
But nah, me neither.
Nah.
Me neither. A Ryder Cup would be cool in Italy.
Ryder Cup in Ireland in 2027. That would be cool.
Ooh, yeah. That's a good one. That's a good one. Not bad. Where are we at this week? Because it feels like it would be a down week after the Masters, but I believe this is an elevated event.
It's a limited field, elevated, designated, whatever you want to call it, event. We're at Harbortown.
Harbortown.
RBC Heritage.
There we go. There we go. Nothing like the Masters and then Harbortown.
Who doesn't love Harbortown? It's a great course. It's just compared to Augusta last week, gonna be a bit of a letdown.
Sure is. Sure is. How do you get people amped up for it is what I wonder. I looked at the ratings.
Gambling.
Right? Gambling, but the ratings were down from the Masters final day from last year was 20%.
But it's because the Masters, they're not accounting for the greatest app ever created.
So I wanted to ask you about
it. I literally watched the broadcast on my phone on the app, which they didn't count. It was on CBS.
A lot of people said that. What's the difference between the app and what people are seeing on CBS?
They only counted the numbers from CBS.
No, I know that. But for you as a viewer...
Literally nothing. You can watch the broadcast from CBS on the app.
So it's all the same?
Yeah.
You're not getting any bonus shit?
You can. There is bonus like feeds. You can like have feature groups. You can watch every shot, whoever's in your group that you specifically star. It's just you can literally watch broadcast without cable on the Masters app.
Okay. Because where I started off, and I don't know if you did on Sunday because we got back Saturday nights, I started off on ESPN watching featured groups. Is it the same thing on the Masters app?
Probably. But the Masters has their own kind of their own thing because they make $70 million on merch
a day
in the week. Yeah.
It's worth it. You're wearing the hat right now.
Mm-hmm.
We got the gnome on the set. We're all Masters out over here. I was giving chairs away to my buddies. It was a fun time indeed. But you know the rules, kids. We're on to the next week. We don't focus on the victory that he had, although he doesn't want to take it.
It's not a victory.
Instead,
we don't take favorites on the show.
RBC Heritage, again, brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit up to $1,000. All odds read today on the show are from MyBookie.com. Who you got to win this week?
Gotta take this man solely because of the number. Justin Thomas is 40-1.
Why? Why is it so high?
I don't know. I guess because he played like shit. The Masters, missed the cut. He's been trying to find it. He let go of Bones as his caddy, so he's got a new caddy. I don't know. $100 there. Justin Thomas to win $4,000. I'll take that all day. Cam Davis had a strong finish at the Masters. It's a course where you got to have good iron play. Cam Davis, one of the best iron players in the world. 58-1. $100 there. And then Eric Cole. 85-1.
All right.
Maybe get his first win on the PGA Tour at Harbortown. $100 there to win $8,500. And then we got top 10s on Taylor Moore at +450. $100 there. And then Matthew Pavon at +520. $100 there. And then top 20s. Number's not going to be as juicy because there's only 70 players in the field. But Brian Harman at +127. $100. Cam Davis +148. $200 there. Harris English at +150, $100. And then Emiliano Grillo at +232, $100 there.
Yeah, you love Grillo. You love Emiliano Grillo, dude.
Love a good Argentinian.
Sure do. You sure do. So some interesting picks here because I do kind of a same thing. Like I look at players who've been playing well over the last few weeks. And in particular, obviously, we were just at the Masters and you got to see these guys in person. I'm going to go with Tommy Fleetwood at 20-1. I believe he was third, sole third.
Yeah, that's what he does. He shows up at majors and top fives, backdoors it, never wins.
Never wins.
Never wins.
I think he's got to, right? I don't think anybody's going to care this week.
I thought he was on your ban list after the Canadian Open.
I'm gonna put him back, dude. You know that I hate these guys. For you do the same. I don't want to fucking hear it. You picked Xander Schauffele last week.
Yeah, soft serve.
Yeah, soft serve, dude.
He so finished top 10.
Whatever.
So did Will.
Gross.
Yeah, we got top 10.
Willie Z is fine. I'll give you Willie Z. I won't give you Xander Schauffele. I fucking hate him. I hate him just as much as you do.
I don't hate Xander Schauffele.
You do. You call him soft serve.
Because that was his nickname in college.
Don't you have a fucking full segment on him? On
That's how we end every show. You just got soft serve. So I love Xander Schauffele. I don't hate. There's not a bone in my body that hates Xander Schauffele. I love him.
All right, I'm going Tommy Fleetwood at 20-1. I'm going Max Homa. He played well last week as well. He's at 28-1. Those odds are fucking juicy. But he played great there. It helps seeing these people in person. I hope it carries over. And then I'm going one big dark horse here, and this is a callback from last year. 90-1. It's a hoagie fest, brother. Going Tom Hoagie at 90-1.
You can have him.
Why not?
It's not hoagie fest at Wawa right now.
Why not? We'll see. We'll see.
It's just not the state for hoagie fest either. Although maybe Wawa's reached that far down south. I mean, they're in Florida now, so
yeah, they are. They're starting to expand everywhere along with Buc-ee's. What about Ludvig? Ludvig was really fucking impressive, man. And he looks like the dude going forward. Does he care about a tournament like this?
My sweet, sweet boy. Sure, probably. But man, we're never going to get Ludvig again under 15-1 odds.
Right?
It's a shame.
It's fucked up. He hasn't won. So why are the odds so fucking high?
He has won.
Well, on the fake tour.
No, the DP World Tour. And he also won in the fall on the PGA Tour.
Yeah, we don't count any of those.
Yeah,
we weren't around for him.
We count it.
Nah, we weren't around for him. I don't even know who played against him in those things. I heard he was playing against armless children.
Like Max Homa and stuff were still playing.
Nah, where are they?
Yeah, Justin Thomas.
I think they were probably bored and they said, hey, I'll come out and play in a foursome with you and get out there and mix it up for a little bit. But a real tournament. What's his odds at this week? Do we know?
He's like 14-1.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, man. Yeah.
Gotta hop on the Ludvig train.
He's going to win one of these things. Once he does, you won't be able to stop that fucking guy.
He'll probably win a major this year.
I hope so.
Like Valhalla, perfect fit for him.
He's great for golf.
He just hits the ball 350 yards and straight. It's almost like that's a cheat code.
It is. Yeah. I mean, it's nuts.
It's like young Rory.
And Scottie Scheffler's in this one. He's 4-1.
I mean, he's won 3 of his last 4, and he lost the one tournament on a missed 5-footer.
So I got to ask, could he win this? I mean, do you think he cares enough?
You would
enough?
Think there'd be some type of emotional letdown, no? Like, he was just celebrating
That's what I
the
think.
Masters.
He was at a dive bar?
Yeah, he went back to Dallas to go to that dive bar, which was weird because then he had to travel back to the East Coast. I probably would. I mean, Max apparently was just on the phone. He drove up to Harbortown and was just on the phone calling people. So
why not?
I think he's more dialed.
Okay.
Yeah, just talking things like life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness.
Sure.
I don't know. It's weird. I'll never. You just can't take Scotty. The odds just aren't good enough.
No, he's
if he continues to win, it's, you know, you just got to tip your cap to him.
Another guy I wanted to ask you about real quick here was Rory McIlroy. So he's always, I don't know, second or third favorite odd wise.
Mm-hmm.
Week to week, he's not been playing great at all. So this week he's 12-1. Why?
Why not? He's one of the best players in the world.
But you have a shit ton of great players here in this field, and I don't get it.
I'll get one of these. Rory wins every year.
But at the end. He usually wins at the end of the year.
He wins multiple times. He could show up this week. The Masters, the monkey on his back with that is just, you kind of have to put that aside. He can win. He can win at Harbortown.
Yeah.
The Masters, I don't know if he'll ever win just because there's too much pressure. Every year it'll get more and more.
I agree.
That's to complete the career Grand Slam. And yeah, unfortunately, I mean, he could win it at 40, but, and he's
it's
only
tough.
34. And Phil, to be fair, won his first major and Masters at 33. So who knows? He could. It's going to be in his head every time he plays the Masters every year.
And as these young guys start coming up, like Scottie Scheffler and Ludwig and those guys, his window starts to close.
True. Scottie could win 5 green jackets. I'm not going to say he's going to win 6. Jack has the record at 6. Tiger has 5. I think Scottie, he has 2 already. He could win 5.
The way he's playing now, it wouldn't shock me if he won the fucking Grand Slam this year. For real.
Be pretty crazy.
It would be, man.
I wish they gave you odds on that. That would have to be like 100-1.
I'm looking on my bookie right now. It'd be great if they did.
I mean, I guess you could parlay everything where he's 3-1 odds, but
yeah, but why?
I can't do that.
I can't either. Yeah. I'm not that smart. It's a little bit above my pay grade here. But yeah, soft serves, 11-1 this week. So he's second favorite.
And he could
too. I just think there will be a little bit of a letdown this week for some of these guys.
Yeah, that's why I'm going with like a guy who missed the cut in Justin Thomas. And then a couple guys that are still grinding, like Cam Davis and Eric Cole, guys that you know, still want that victory. Cam won, I think, at the Rocket Mortgage a couple of years ago. So,
you know, I wanted to pull the trigger on Wyndham Clark at 31-1.
This is an event. He's already won a designated event. Technically, it was only 54 holes, but
yeah. But he burned me in the Masters last week, so I'm gonna lay off. I'm gonna lay off him this week.
Missed the cut on the last hole.
I know. One more time with your picks here. Who you got?
So we're going JT at 40-1, Cam Davis 58-1, Eric Cole 85-1. Top 10s on Taylor Moore, Matthew Pavon, and top 20s on Brian Harman, Cam Davis, Harris English, and Emiliano Grillo.
Perfect. And then I got Tommy Fleetwood at 20-1, Max Homa at 28-1, and then Hoagie Fest at 90-1. God damn, that'd be great if that hit. That'd be $9,000 for me. I always put a hondo on this. So go to Facebook, sign up for Drinking Bros Sports. All of my bet slips are usually over there Thursday. Yeah, I usually pop those up Thursday morning on a toilet somewhere, you know, either at work or at house.
Do them tonight.
I might, but yeah. I feel better about it on the toilet. I feel like it's more lucky for me.
You don't poop at night?
I don't poop at night. Do you poop at night?
I poop several times throughout the day.
Yeah, but not at night.
Definitely at night.
That's weird, man.
I don't think it is.
Yeah, it is.
I think it's nice to get it all out of you.
Morning. Morning's when you get it all out, dude.
I also have Crohn's disease.
Well, there's that. There's that.
Yeah.
Usually everybody's in the morning or the afternoon, though.
You don't get one designated dump a day.
You should.
I don't think so.
Yeah, the government should design your body like that.
I think you're a little too constipated.
I think Elon Musk should put a chip in all of us, and we just dump out once a day. It's clean, one wipe, and then you move on with your
day. I like pooping.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you I don't not? Like it that much.
There's nothing better than like a nice, just like 2 pound dump coming out.
Yeah, if it's clean. If it's not, though.
I'm efficient. Yeah, I'm not there all day.
All right.
It's quick.
Yeah. If it's not.
It's swift. It's like a samurai.
Yeah. If it's not, and I got to use that whole roll, and it's like a fucking marker on a toilet roll, then I'm not good. I'm not good with it. So whatever. Bet with us or against us on mybookie.com. Just make sure to use that promo code Drinking Bros to double that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. For Delco Dan, I'm Ross Patterson. These are Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks. We'll see you on the links.